Hey everybody, Alex here. I have a quick update before we get to the episode. So there is another podcast that I'm currently making. It is called Alex's Super Rad Christmas Cast. I'm releasing a new episode every day from December 1st to December 25th, all about the Christmas season, and it features a new guest each episode, and many of them you may remember from past episodes of Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana. So if that sounds like something you think will get you into the Christmas spirit, please check it out. It's called Alex's Super Rad Christmas Cast, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts from. So that's all I got for you. Please enjoy this episode. Is it better than Smooth by Santana? Is it better than the 1999 hit? Is it better than the multiple Grammy award winning Smooth by Santana? Featuring Rob Thomas. Ho 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 and Merry Christmas, and welcome to episode 52 of Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the first part of our 2021 Christmas special. It is the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. The snow is falling, we're eating sugar cookies, and we have glasses of hot chocolate, and we're here with two already classic guests. It is Luke and Ben. Guys, you came back pretty recently. I mean, what's the deal about that?
We're
instant
back.
Classic, man.
Instant classic.
Instant classic.
We're fan favorites out here. I don't know.
that's what I'm hearing. Yeah. I mean, you guys had a pretty good amount of views. What do you think contributed to that? You guys think you just have some chemistry behind that?
I think it's Ben, man. He's no. Golden, the golden boy.
No, Luke carried there. I don't know. I think it might be the dynamic duo going on. I don't know. I think there's some good chemistry.
Got some chemistry. That's very nice. So Thanksgiving, you know, we had a Thanksgiving themed episode. Now we're going on to Christmas. Do you guys feel like you just have, you know, just a prowess for doing holiday themed episodes?
I love the holidays.
Holidays are a good time. I think Christmas will be a good compliment to our Thanksgiving episode. I think it'll be like a series. Maybe it'll turn into a series now. I don't know.
What's next, Flag Day?
Yeah, maybe Flag Day.
So what are you guys looking forward to about the Christmas season? I mean, I know this episode, of course, but like, you guys have anything on your Christmas list that you want outside of a Smooth by Santana vinyl record?
I mean, Smooth by Santana. I mean, that's at the top of my list.
That's the top of your list.
True. So I'm trying to get some cologne for Christmas out here to attract the ladies. Exactly. Maybe smell nice for the ladies out here during Christmas season.
But also a Smooth by Santana record.
Exactly. Just making sure. Smooth by Santana vinyl. Yeah. And CD. Every platform there is.
Yeah, absolutely. Just making sure we're on the same page.
Exactly.
Here. So what do you think Carlos Santana wants for Christmas? You think he has anything on his list?
Another number one hit, maybe.
I think another song with Rob Thomas.
Another collaboration with Rob Thomas.
That would be on my list. I mean, when it worked out so well last time.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
So, we got the same thing going on today. We got 8 songs from 8 different genres from 8 different artists. I mean, like, that's kind of a big task. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
There is a controversy last time with a bunch of you guys with Jack Johnson and Banana Pancakes.
That's true.
Jack Johnson, man.
That was a rough period right there.
That's when the friendship was tested. Uh-huh. Are you expecting anything like that today, or you think you can? You do.
Heads will roll.
Oh, I think so. I think I'll be a little more lax today because I got my hot chocolate, but I'm
good to go. You want to let some things pass.
Exactly.
Interesting. You guys ready to just jump on in?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, in 2020, scientists have discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. With that, my guests will listen to every song that has ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than the Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into 2 categories. Here are the rules. I'll go through 8 different songs from 8 different genres by 8 different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it is up to the guests to decide whether or not the song is better or worse than Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. If the song is better, the guests will say, man, it's a hot one. If the song is worse, the guests will say, forget about it. One of those options must be chosen by the guest, but the guest is able to elaborate if they please by choosing a soft or hard option. For example, I can say that is a hard, hot one. If it's much better than Smooth by Santana, or a soft, forget about it, it's slightly worse. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to play along and email me your opinions at mansahotone@outlook.com whether or not the songs are better or worse than Smooth by Santana. Whew, you guys ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
So we begin it in each episode with a hit, a classic, something that the people recognize, you know, something that you're like, I know that one. Mm-hmm. And this one comes from 1962. It is a rockabilly classic. It is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
Ooh.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, let the halls with bottles of party. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
All right, that was song number one. That was Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Brenda Lee is a pop and country artist from Atlanta, Georgia. The song is one of her most known tracks, selling over 25 million copies and being the fourth most digitally downloaded Christmas single of all time. The song reached number two on the Billboard Top 100 chart and has been covered by numerous artists. Brenda also has a lot of success outside the song. I didn't know this. Had 47 tracks chart in the 1960s alone, giving her the fourth most charted songs behind Elvis, the Beatles, and Ray Charles. That's I didn't know that. That's like the only song I think I know by.
I've never heard of her.
I mean, that's good company to be
She's
in.
She's nobody. No one cares.
Damn, man. Damn, bro. So, Luke and Ben, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I say it's a hot one. It's a Christmas classic. It's like the quintessential Christmas song. The saxophone solo is beautiful. I mean, it's just a great song. Like, you can't dog it.
It's true. I would also say hot one.
And it's a hot one.
This reminds me of this Christmas ornament we used to have, but it had these weird, creepy eyes, and it would sing that song and, like, open the eyes as it sung the song. So it kind of scares me a little bit, but, like, as a kid, it scared me, but I still think it's a hot one. It's that good. The saxophone.
I never had someone say it's a hot one, but this reason I really don't like it. But it's still, like, so good.
It's true. That's my only downside to it. But besides that.
Trauma to go with the song.
Man. Right.
Yeah.
Do you feel like nostalgia may be playing a part in these decisions, or do you think you're able to take
for
it
sure.
outside?
No, nostalgia is just, like, definitely bias.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah,
it reminds me of Home Alone too. You know, in the scene when he's like setting up the traps. I think that song's playing.
Yeah. It's definitely in that movie. I know what you're talking about. It's somewhere.
Yeah.
So what do you think it means to rock around the Christmas tree? Because to me, I always thought it was just like kind of dancing around the tree, but trees are usually in the corner of the room. I don't know how that.
True. I feel like it's like the vibes, kind of, you know what I mean?
The vibes circulate.
Yeah.
The circumference.
You're a little tipsy off that hot chocolate, you know what I mean? You're rocking around the Christmas tree.
I gotcha. So we're going to start off with a hot one for Brenda Lee.
Yeah.
All right, Brenda Lee gets her first hot one of the show for song number one. Moving on to song number two. This one's a little bit more recent. It comes from 2020. It's a jazz song. And it is My Favorite Things by Leslie Odom Jr.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their in white dresses, blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad.
All right, that was song number two. That was My Favorite Things by Leslie Odom Jr. Leslie Odom Jr. is an actor and singer from New York, New York. He graduated from the prestigious Carnegie Mellon University and has been in several movies and Broadway musicals, including originating the role of Aaron Burr in the musical Hamilton. And the song comes from his second album, Simply Christmas, which released in 2020. So, Luke and Ben, Ben and Luke, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Forget about it. Yep. It was just, it was so boring, dude. I almost fell asleep, honestly. Like, oh, I don't know. And it was also just the lyrics, like the whole beginning was just the lyrics to the Sound of Music, like, song.
The whole song is the Sound of Music song, I think.
Oh, is it actually?
I mean, yeah.
It's okay. Cover. Yeah. Never mind. Okay. Forget about it.
Yeah. It's also forget about it. Just like his cover of the song, like, I don't know, it wasn't there, like the energy wasn't there. The drums threw me off. It was just like wasn't it. I would much rather listen to Smooth by Santana.
Interesting.
Much rather.
So, considering that this is like a lounge jazz track, do you feel like the genre choice for the song kind of hindered it?
I think so, because generally those songs are going to be slow and boring. So.
Yeah, lounge jazz is just like jazz, but less cool and exciting.
Yeah, it's like Barnes & Noble.
It's like watered down jazz.
That's pretty true.
Are there any elements of maybe Leslie Odom Jr.'s performance that may make you want to listen to maybe some other Christmas songs? Or do you feel like that may not be it?
No. Just no.
Just nothing at all.
Yeah, I'll listen to other Christmas songs.
I mean, he has a good voice. I can give that to him. But, like, just too boring.
Sorry, I know Leslie's listening, and I know he's hurt.
We're sorry.
I'm actually not sorry, Leslie.
Sorry to all the Hamilton fans out there, too.
Jeez. Are you guys Hamilton fans?
Absolutely
either?
Not.
I am. I love Hamilton, actually.
Never seen it, never will.
It's pretty fire, I'm not gonna lie.
I come won't with know. The songs. I'll never know.
You should watch it.
Song number 3 is a 2021 indie pop rock track. It is Christmas Caller by Beach Bunny.
I call you up, wish you Merry Christmas, know that we don't talk at all. I miss your voice, I'm tired of the distance, sorry I fell off this fall. Let's talk things out, I hate passive resistance, I just can't let things be. I love the gifts. Your presents, are you free this New Year's Eve? Christmas caller, are you calling my name? Calling my name, calling me up, up. Christmas caller, are you calling my name? Calling my name, calling me up, up, up. Do 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 do.
Alright, that was song number 3. That was Christmas Caller by Beach Bunny. Beach Bunny is an indie group from Chicago, Illinois. The group currently has one studio album titled Honeymoon, which released last year and reached number 21 on the Billboard Alternative Album chart. This particular song is a non-album single, which released last week. So Ben and Luke, Luke and Ben, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
No. It's a forget about it. Possibly a hard forget about it.
Ooh.
Yeah, just... I really do not like that song. Her voice. It was just like, I don't know. Like, it was like, it just wasn't good. I don't know how to put it into words. Her voice, you know that Vine? That was like the girl was like, when you hear that heart snap, means you're done. Like, that's what her voice sounds like. It was horrible. I'm sorry. That was mean. I just really don't like it. Yeah.
I guess it's a forget about it. Or else forget about it. I'll agree. I think her voice is good though. I have to disagree with you there. I think her voice is good, but there's something about the song, like, it's not a Christmas song. Like, it just says Christmas in it. So, like,
It's like a forgettable.
For that,
it's a forgettable song. Like I don't even know what the song sounds like at this song. Point, and I just listen to it.
Yeah.
So the subject matter alone doesn't make a Christmas song.
Mm-mm. Mm. It has to have some like bells or
the little. Oh yeah, the freaking
a saxophone.
The synth fills that were in there. Those are horrible. It was like bing bing bing. I don't know. It was bad.
It just didn't have the Christmas feel to it. I wouldn't want to listen to that while I'm like sitting around a campfire or like.
I wouldn't want to listen to that at all.
Yeah.
So we have a hard forget about. What about you? What level?
Medium forget about it.
Both notable forget abouts. Yeah. Are you guys interested in listening to any Beach Bunny music moving forward, even though that one's a forget about it?
Probably not, no.
I'd be open to it. I mean, I think she has a good voice. So I think I've heard some of her music before, but yeah, she's good.
All right, well, that's all I'm going to do. We're going to be moving on to the halfway point of the episode, song number 4. The song comes from 1999. That's probably before. Were you guys 1999 or 2000?
2001.
Oh, 2001? Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Making us...
No, you're making me feel old. I'm not making you feel none.
You're making us feel like babies.
This one comes out. 1999 is a classic country song, and it is Old Time Christmas by George Strait.
Bicycles, bicycles, candy canes and candlelight. Trying to stay awake all night to catch a glimpse of Santa's reindeer. Mama baking, sister making, angels in the falling snow. Now it seems so long ago, I wish they all were here. We'd have an old-time Christmas, an old-time Christmas, just like the ones from yesterday. We'd leave the world behind us, let the spirit find us, have an old-time Christmas for old time's sake.
All right, that was song number 4. That was a 1999 country classic song, or a classic country song. I guess it could be both, technically. It is an old-time Christmas by George Strait. The song comes from George Strait's second Christmas album, Merry Christmas Wherever You Are. The album reached number 10 on the U.S. Country Album Chart and number 78 on the Billboard Top 200 Album Chart. So Luke and Ben and Luke, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I'm going to have to say forget about it.
Okay.
I just can't do country and...
In general?
In general. Especially like 90s country, like that kind of country. No, it's just everything's so drawn out, all the words and music. It's like so drawn out and lengthy. I just forget about it.
Yeah, I have to agree with the forget about it. Or else forget about it. Like, I'm really sorry to George Strait and all the country fans out there in Southern Louisiana, especially. I wanted to like it. Mm-hmm. I was really torn. Like, I really wanted to just enjoy this song, but mm-hmm. it like wasn't one of George Strait's greatest songs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't bringing that usual
the X factor.
Yeah, and the let the spirit find us threw me off, that line. I would love to have an old time Christmas though. It seems pretty nice.
The subject matter's there.
Yeah, but still it's just I'd say like a soft forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like Ben, do you consider yourself more of a country fan?
I like classic country, but like 90s country is kind of like creeping into, I don't know, 90s country is like an awkward stage of, it's like the awkward age of country, I guess.
The teenage years or something?
Yeah. It kind of is.
It's like a hit or miss type deal.
Yeah.
And you don't want anything to do with country, do you, Ben?
No, I'm not about it.
So, would you be interested in listening to any more George Strait Christmas music? Yeah, 2 Christmas albums. That's a lot of...
Shoot. Yeah, I mean... If he has any songs better than this one, I love them.
I'm not. I don't listen to any of that.
No. Definitely by a fire, like,
yeah,
just in the middle of nowhere with a bonfire going. Like,
that's fair.
So yeah, you don't want anything with country in the genre title, do you? Mm-hmm. I gotcha. That was song number 4. That was the halfway point of the episode. We're moving on to song number 5. This one comes from a little bit more recent year. It's 2013, but it's an emo track. Mm. And it is This Christmas I'll Burn It to the Ground. Oh. I Set It Off.
What?
This Christmas I'll Burn It to the Ground by Set It Off. Set It Off is a pop rock and pop punk group from Tampa, Florida. To date, the group has released 5 studio albums and 5 EPs. The track comes from a compilation album, Punk Goes Christmas, which features Christmas originals and covers from alternative rock artists. So Ben and Luke, Luke and Ben, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Absolutely not. It's a forget about it. I'll give the song. It was very entertaining. It made me laugh. It made me cringe. There's like a range of emotions going on. It was entertaining. It was an entertaining song, but I wouldn't listen to it. It wasn't good.
Wait, what was that song called?
This Christmas I'll Burn It to the Ground.
It's so violent.
I'm gonna burn that song to the ground.
Yeah. I got a bone to pick with these people.
A burning forget about it. Or else forget about it. But I can't believe that was a real song, honestly. Like, there's no way that's a real song. Alex just made that in his basement. And tried to stick it in here.
A YouTube spoof song.
Exactly. No, that was the worst I've ever heard, probably.
Any redeeming qualities you guys want to say about the song?
It was fun to listen to. Made me laugh.
I don't know if, like, cringing counts as laughing, kind of, in a way.
It was shocking. I was
it was shocking, yeah. It was, yeah.
The shock factor was
so there. I'm guessing you're not going to listen to a whole Christmas album of these guys.
No.
I just ordered it on Amazon.
Oh, you already did? So. Okay. So there's been a couple forget about it in this. The last 3 songs have been forget about it. How do they rank? Would you prefer this song to any of the past forget about it? Or
no,
you
say this is like the bottom.
Yeah, this is bottom tier. This is an all-time low. Right here.
I would take lounge jazz over this any day, man. Because I can fall asleep to lounge jazz. Mm.
Do you think you guys could see yourselves playing it in the future just to get a good laugh, or you feel like the joke is already played?
Maybe it's like a prank.
It might make my grandma cry.
That's true. Maybe if I want to like make someone cringe or they're like annoying me or something.
Or scare somebody.
Scare someone, yeah.
Do you feel like the emo genre of music should not touch Christmas music ever again after this song?
I don't think the emo genre should exist.
I don't know that where they fit been. In, you know?
It's okay. Like,
it's like what makes music emo?
Just their like whiny voice.
Yeah, I guess it's like it's essentially just pop punk that's a little more dramatic and
yeah.
A little more emotional.
Yeah.
They're not near punk, and they're not near pop, and they're not near metal.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's in a weird space of its own.
Should have been left in like the early 2000s and never came back.
So 2013's a little too late.
Yeah, that's a little too late.
That is late. That's like pushing the whole emo thing.
Yeah.
Are there still emos out there? Where are the emos?
I don't know, man.
Calling all the emos.
So we gotta forget about it.
Forget about it.
All right. Well, song number 6 is a 2018 alternative hip hop track. It is Big Bag by Tyler, the Creator.
That's a goal. Could you please tell me what you know about skipping 24-25? Cause your mom was at her 9-to-5, still stacking up the dough. I was rapping Gift Save 6 with the paper bandanas. Mom was always honest, I ain't never had a Santa Claus. She was my amigo like my buddies from Atlanta. We was hoping for a signal to a friend to take a channel bag. Fill them up with the produce, big 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 bag. That's a big step, snow boots, but it's hot in her. O2, big bag, fill them up with the produce, quick, fast. Big Macs with the big bag, I throw them. You stay up, get cake up, for new gifts, I take them. You wake up like Big Mad, roof to roof, I jump, I take. It fills the void, I want.
More.
Way that I sneak in, I'm about as low as self-esteem when I creep in. Boy, I don't make noise, my feet thin. I'm looking for the paper, same color, my green skin tours. What is on the list when it comes?
All right, that was song number 6. That was Big Bag by Tyler, the Creator. The song comes from the 2018 animated film The Grinch. Tyler, the Creator wrote several songs for the film, which is the third adaptation of the Dr. Seuss book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The song comes from an EP Tyler released titled Music Inspired by Illumination and Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. So, Ben and Luke, Luke and Ben, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think it's a soft, hot one. Because... I just like rap music. Tyler, the Creator, is pretty good. It was just a good song. It didn't really sound Christmassy, though, which I was kind of... That's why it's soft, because it doesn't really sound Christmassy, and I'm looking for that, but I think, yeah.
I think it's like a soft forget about it.
Really? Oh.
It sounds like one of Tyler, the Creator's, like, throwaway songs. Like, it sounds like this is a song that Tyler made that he couldn't put on an album. So, like, it was on, like, an EP. And it just, I don't know, it just wasn't a good Tyler, the Creator song. I didn't like the whole, the big bag, like, the lyric. It's kind of, like, annoying. Or not, like, annoying, but, like, it didn't sound good. So, I think it's, like, a soft forget about it.
How are we going to decide this? Are we going to talk it out? We're going to get a studio audience?
Let's rock, paper, scissors.
The only problem with rock, paper, scissors is that's not good podcast content because I can't tell what's going on.
Shoot.
It's true.
We can keep saying the same one.
No. So who's feeling more strongly about their opinions?
Me.
I agree. Yes.
So, do you want the song to be considered for?
It can be. Forget about it.
And you're okay with letting it slide?
I'm fine with it.
So we're gonna end with it. Forget about it.
Yeah. Forget about it.
All right.
I can agree.
You're right. You're a little bit more passive this episode.
Yeah.
I'm
a little more chilled out. I think it's the Christmas season's got me feeling. You know, giving.
The snow outside, the hot chocolate.
Exactly. It's got me in a giving spirit. You know?
That's true. There's been a good bit of forget about it, so.
Yeah, I'm ready for a hot one, bro. Like, I'm waiting.
Well, we'll have to see if we're going to get one, because this one is a 2015, for song number 7, of course, it's a 2015 funk track. It is Christmas in L.A. by Wolfpack.
Chevrolet.
number 7, Christmas in LA by Fulf Peck. Fulf Peck is a funk group from Ann Arbor, Michigan. The group met at the University of Michigan and have since went on to release 6 albums. The song comes from the group's debut album titled Thrilled of the Arts, which reached number 16 on the U.S. Billboard album, U.S. R&B album chart. My apologies. So, Luke and Ben and Luke, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I don't know. I don't know. There's been so many forget about it that I really want it to be a hot one.
Well, no. You can't think like that, though.
I know, but it's like my mind, like I'm wishing, I'm like trying to find every reason for it to be a hot one. But I just don't know because like the good parts of the song were good, but then like the bad parts of the song were really bad. Mm. If that makes sense, like the highs were high and the lows were really low.
I
think it's a soft hot one. Okay. Because I think it had a good beat and rhythm to it. The reason I don't really like it is because they sound almost exactly like the Jackson 5, except new. And I feel like they need to get their own sound. Because I feel like it sounds exactly like the Jackson 5.
Yeah, like a Walmart.
Yeah, like Walmart brand Jackson 5. But besides that, like, I like the beat and everything like that. Like, it's good. Okay. So, soft hot one.
I'm down for that. I can agree.
Okay. And it's a hot one. So, would you maybe give them a little bit more of a chance? I think that's just their first album. Because they only have 6. You think that you may want to check out some of their later stuff to see if...
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think they might switch it up later on. I guess we'll see.
I'm down for the funk.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So we get a
time
hot
to get
one.
Funky.
We got our second hot one of the episode.
Second hot one.
Dang.
The funk song. All right. We only got one more song left.
Dang.
Oh, no. So, as I said earlier, each episode begins and ends with a hit so that the people are familiar with. Well, this hit comes from 2011. Mm. It is a teen pop song.
Ooh.
I think we know
Justin Bieber?
I think we know what this is. It is Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Yeah!
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. Everyone's gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming at night. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty, with you.
All right, that was song number 8, the final song for the part 1 of our Christmas special here at Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana. It was Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. The song comes from Bieber's second studio album, Under the Mistletoe. The song peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Top 100 chart, but reached top 10 in Canada, Norway, and Denmark. The song received 722,000 digital downloads, making it the most downloaded Christmas song within a single calendar year. So, Luke and Ben and Luke, for the last time today during this Christmas season, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Hard hot one. Hard hot one.
Oh, God.
That song is so good. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. And also, I aspire to be this man every day. That's all I have to say.
Modern Bieber or like Teen Bieber?
Both.
I want to see you with the Bieber haircut, like that. Like
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I need the Bieber haircut and the Bieber style, and
have friends of Usher.
Exactly.
And, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. Hard hot one. And it's a hot one. Wow. Hardest hot one yet, I think.
Yeah.
It's just. Like, Shawty Will You. Shawty Will You.
Shawty Will You.
What is Shawty? What does that mean?
Baby girl.
Shawty, will you? That's my motto for this Christmas.
That's what you live by.
That's
now.
That's going on the Instagram bio.
Straight up.
Luke, LSU 2024. Shawty, will you?
Shawty will you.
Dot, dot, dot.
Thanks.
So what were some memorable lines of that song that you felt like kind of tugged on your heart?
Wise men follow the star, like I follow my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
That is like, beautiful.
Just follow your heart, Biebs.
How did he write that at such a young age?
That's what I'm saying.
He's a mastermind. We'll never have one like
16-year-old Biebs, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, what was I doing when I was 16?
Exactly. Probably listening to Biebs.
Exactly.
Probably. Probably making fun of people who listen to Biebs, and now I listen to Biebs.
Or did you have a change of heart?
I did. Yeah, I had a conversion.
How did that work out? Were you anti-Bieber during world days or whatever?
When he was popular, I just wanted to be cool and say that he's stupid.
Were you secretly into his music back in the day?
No, I just never listened
man,
to
don't
him.
Don't lie.
I know, I'm telling you. I didn't start listening to him until I was like 17, and I'm like, sheesh. This guy is now I understand where those girls were coming from in like fifth grade, fourth grade, whatever.
I agree, Luke.
I totally agree.
So that's it. We're going to end on a hot one?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So that's every song of the episode. Before we let you go out into the snow and enjoy the rest of your Christmas season, I got some questions for you guys. What type of music are you currently listening to? What is on the rotation?
Right now, I'm listening to a lot of Khalid. I don't know how you say it.
Khalid.
Yeah. A lot of Khalid. Saturday Nights by Khalid is on the top of my charts right now. It's so good. And it's just a vibe in this winter season, driving around in the cold. But yeah.
I've been listening to Bill Evans for my finals so I can study. It's my music of choice while I'm studying. The greatest piano player of all time.
Is that like classical music or something? What is that?
It's like jazz, like real jazz, not this lounge jazz.
Real jazz.
Freaking, it's the real deal.
Okay.
Man's a genius.
Yeah. All right. Well, any song or artist recommendations you have for the audience?
I mean, I'd say Khalid, but everyone's already heard him, so. But I think all of his music is really good. Mm. And also Justin Bieber, obviously.
Hey, have you guys heard of Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber's new album is so good. It's insane. That came out I guess a few months ago, but it's so good. No No Better with DaBaby and Justin Bieber on it is so good.
I never thought I'd see No Baby and Justin Bieber in the same song.
Yeah. You wouldn't think.
Yeah, my music recommendations, Bill Evans, obviously, go get your studying, get into jazz maybe.
You like
other
jazz?
Recommendations be Set It Off, the emo band from earlier.
Yeah.
Like, just give them a chance.
You didn't give them a chance.
No.
I placed an order for all their music.
That's good.
It's coming in. So
yeah, you've got some t-shirts too.
Yeah. So like, please guys, please give them a chance.
Selling merch after the show.
Listen to anybody but Taylor Swift. Am I right?
Link in bio.
Are you guys anti-Swifties right now? You're
yes.
On, Team Kanye, Team Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Team Kanye all day, every day.
All the T-Swizz fans listening, come at me.
Here's a Christmas question. You guys got any plans for the holiday season? What do you guys got going on there?
Sleep. Sleeping.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be doing that.
Not studying.
True. I might need to catch up on some sleep, but I'm going to a national park next week.
Ooh.
On Sunday, actually.
Very nice. Which one?
Big Bend in Texas.
Very nice.
It's probably going to be freezing, but it's fine.
It's all right. It's like a foresty area. Is it like a deserty
type
area?
It's like deserty, but there's like mountains.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Cool. Sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Anyone want to give a shout out to before we head on out? Any Christmas shout outs?
I'd like to give a shout out to Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. Stay safe out there, buddy.
I heard it's going to get rough this season.
It's going to get rough this season. No. You live in a dangerous area, it seems like. Actually, I don't even know.
Look how big his house was. That was a nice
Is it a dangerous area, though? Maybe not.
I think it's in Chicago, though.
Oh, yeah.
All of Chicago just is kind of...
Yeah. stay safe, Kevin, and buddy, find your dad.
Shout out to Santa. Mm-hmm.
For giving me gifts every year.
For coming down my chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my mom. I love you, Mama.
Is she going to be listening?
Probably not this far into the episode.
She'll probably send her a link. She'll get to probably song one. She said, his music tastes trash.
Yeah, she's going to tap out.
She won't make it past the emo band.
Bet you won't hear this, Mama.
She's going to be like, your music tastes is mid. And you're like, Mom, no.
I get it from you, Mom.
Please, Mom.
I'm not mid. Well, thank you guys for joining, and thank you all for listening. Thank you, Andrew Ferguson, for making the theme song. Go check out on Spotify. He's in a group called The Late Nights. They have an EP called Sorry We're Late. Go check him out with his new project called The Dwell. And he has a solo song called Constellation. So just type in Andrew Ferguson wherever you get your music streaming services. If you have any song requests, please send them my way to mans@hotoneatoutlook.com. You can also put in your hot ones and forget abouts in the email as well. And I hope to see you all here next Friday as we continue our Christmas season. I mean, we got two more Christmas episodes coming up. It's gonna be a fun couple weeks.
I'm excited.
Absolutely. And we'll be traveling through the wonderful world of music, but more of the wonderful world of Christmas music. As to answer the question, is it better than Smooth by Santana? Thank you guys once again. And I want to end this episode like I like to end every episode by reading my new favorite comment from the Smooth by Santana music video on YouTube. This one comes from Alan Lestari, who says, "It was a wow."
Profound.
I'm gonna have to consider that for a while.
Yeah,
you can sit
with it.
It was a wow.
That was a little
period. Put a period at the end. So he intentionally, no, this is where it ends. Like,
it was a wow.
It was a wow.
Yeah. That one's gonna stick with me.
yearbook quote, maybe? I don't know. Thank you guys once again, and thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas season, and don't forget, give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. I'll see you guys next week. I'm Alex. This was Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana? And I'll see you all next time.
Yeah.